Love it, love it, love it.
I know. And, you know, you were the first person I called to say, I know you've done this before, Sonia. There's so much to this. I had no idea. Interesting exchange rate. One of the tips. It's funny. You just mentioned randomly to a friend and you say, oh, yeah, I should change some money over. And they go, don't do it. Don't do it at the airport. Whatever you do, just do it beforehand because it can be a lot more expensive. So let's start at the very, very beginning. What sort of things should we consider? What things have you learned yourself, Sonia, from your experiences?
Exactly what you were talking about, Nicole. Do your research. Certainly when you're on the cruise, like Rebecca said, chill out, relax, make it your journey, what you want. But the best way to make it your journey is make sure you have informed yourself. And in particular, and to bring in one of my little pet topics here, technology, most cruise lines now have apps, and you ought to download that app in advance of your cruise and check out everything. It's got all the shows, all the activities you can pre-book yourself in for so you don't miss out. So that's my first tip. Use technology to help yourself and inform yourself on websites and download their apps.
All right, Wi-Fi.
Oh, look, there are traps. So here I go. If you're doing a cruise around, in fact, it doesn't matter who your telecommunications provider is, and even if you have a package to allow you to do international roaming, the fact is this, when you are actually at sea, you are unlikely to have a connection. So you need to make a pre-decision about how important is it to you to actually be connected while you are at cruise? If you think it's very important for you, and frankly, in my family, we always get internet, Wi-Fi on the ship, but it costs a lot of money, like $50 a day. You know, when you're talking about a 10-day cruise, that adds up a lot. The traps for your Wi-Fi is make sure you read the fine print. There tends to be two types that are offered. One only lets you look at websites. If that's all you want, that's fine. But if you actually want access to get to your emails, you have to pay the higher price. So don't think you can do the cheap Wi-Fi when you're on the cruise ship and get what you want. Read the detail and make sure you know what you're buying in for. Or guess what? Don't connect while you're on cruise.
Okay.
And only connect when you're on land through your mobile phone.
All right. It's interesting when we were talking to Rebecca about, you know, it's how cost effective cruises can be, and I haven't looked at everyone, so I can't, you know, start giving examples, but it's the added costs that you don't factor in. And that's something that I've found out the hard way. So you get hit up with things like drink packages and food packages and water packages. And what things have you sort of navigated your way through, Sonia?
Every single one of those, and I'm going to give you a tip on every single one of them. Water packages are a thing of the past. They still stay there as an offer. But you know what? Every ship now has buckets of free water and ice. And here's your tip. Take on board with you a refillable container. Now, you can't refill that container directly from the water that is freely available throughout the ship, but you can put it into a cup that they give you, then you can pour it into your refillable container. So don't waste your money buying water. There's plenty. There never used to be, but in the last 5 years, they're on all every ship. So there's your first saving. Your next saving is your drinks package. Unless you're a mega heavy drinker and you can literally consume 10 to 12 drinks a day, every day, because a drinks package is every single day, and not forgetting almost half of the days you're at a port anyway. So to us, we used to get drinks packages, and then we worked out we're paying hundreds of dollars to have four drinks, you know, it's just insane. So my personal tip there is check all of the fine detail, and I wouldn't be getting drinks packages. And by the way, don't think you can get one package and share it between two people. They do frown on that and keep a good eye out for it.
Excursions.
Yeah, excursions. That's going to be the biggest expense that you actually have when you're on a ship. Look, frankly, when what ships do is they use this fear that if you don't take a cruise ship excursion and you are late, the ship will sail without you. And that runs through people. If, as a listener, you do stress and worry about that, take the cruise ship excursion. I've done that a few times myself. Like, for example, when I've been in Egypt and doing a trip into the pyramids, that I'm so worried about getting back to the ship on time, I will pay the extra and do the cruise ship excursion. But particularly if you're going to all those places Rebecca and Brad were talking about, Pacific Islands, every single one of those that you get off at, there are hundreds of locals trying to sell you an excursion where the money stays with them.
Yeah, right.
And like a third of the price. They're fantastic.
Okay, for you to get through, doctors and medication?
Definitely. Look, it's very expensive to see the cruise doctor. So the best thing is take your own little medical kit, but I would just recommend the three things that you need in that. Just have some Band-Aids, take some headache tablets, and definitely throat lozenges. That tends to be the biggest thing. And also do what the ship says. Wash your hands. When you're on the ship, wash your hands all the time. They provide little containers everywhere to wash your hands and make yourself far healthier.
All right. Now, the day that you embark, you've got some super tech ideas?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. It depends on the cruise liner and how old it is, but just the recent ship that we just did was unbelievable. Do everything that the ship tells you to do beforehand. Like, for example, print out what's called a sea pass or a boarding pass. And you know what? You turn up these days and they scan it in an iPad, and then next minute they take one quick little photo of you on the iPad, and next minute you're on the ship. Used to take hours to board ships. These days the technology, provided you have pre-printed and bought along or downloaded and have on your app what you need, 15 minutes and you're on the ship having fun.
All right. So the biggest lesson you've ever learned, wrapping it up for us, Sonia Bernhardt, talking about cruising on 91.7 ABC Gold Coast.
Gratuities. Be very cautious of this. This is a hidden cost, Nicole. You are automatically, gratuities are automatically added to your account. So if you're having a good time and having a few drinks and you think, oh, I'm going to tip these people, well, you're tipping them three times because your bar bill includes gratuities plus your normal daily bill includes gratuities. So don't think that you do need to tip. And I know that sounds mean because we all do love to tip and if you want to do it. But in actual fact, you're already tipping people. So be cautious of the added extra costs.
Yeah, right. And happy sailing. There you go. Thank you so much. As I said, it's just been a completely different world. And I know people listening are probably going, yeah, no, we've done that. And maybe if you've been thinking about it, hopefully that puts you, you know, in the right state of mind. Yes.
Okay, my very absolute last one goes back to those packages. I always buy a dining package, a meal package. If you are into specialty dining and you want that extra experience, all ships have extra restaurants that are like 7-star that you do need to pay for, and it is worth pre-purchasing a package to attend 2 or 3 of those if you want that extra romantic, lovely dining experience.
Too easy. Thank you so much, Sonia Bernhardt, 91.7 ABC Gold Coast. Let's find out what's making news. We'll check beach conditions in just a moment.